Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey, and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. There tend to be two major patterns of relationships during our life journey. One area is those thoughts, feelings, beliefs, values, and behaviors that we have for interacting with ourselves. The second area tends to be the varied relationships that we construct with people outside of ourselves. There are many traits of relating to self as the unique individuals that we are. There also are the same or similar traits with relating to others. There also tends to be significant differences in how you and I choose to see ourselves compared to and contrasted with other people. Wellness psychology encourages us to periodically focus on our relationships by seeking to learn more about the specific characteristics that determine so much about the quality of life that we each experience. The more we learn about this important aspect of who we are, we increase our chances of making healthy choices as we relate to ourselves and to others. With billions of people on this planet, there is no way to fully understand the individual characteristics that we all have. Breaking it into smaller parts makes it more manageable for most of us. One way that I have found which tends to be helpful for me to better understand my two major types of relationships is by comparing and contrasting them with food. Each of us needs some type and amount of food over a certain period in order to survive. Without this nourishment input, we are less likely to be able to live our lives in a healthy manner and meet the basic human instinct to survive. We all have a variety of needs when it comes to receiving the nourishment for living by the consumption of food. Some need a great deal more in the quantity of food than others. We all have individual preferences for the types of food that meet our nourishment needs. We can experience the need of food at different levels during different periods of our life. We are often affected in our food intake by what is available to us when we have the need to consume. We can differentiate between foods that are needed for survival versus food consumed for pleasure. While one may be able to survive with the consumption of bland food, most of us have preferences for food intake that has what we label as flavor. Given a choice between food that will suffice for maintaining survival and food that is enjoyable with various flavors that are personally pleasing, most of us will choose the latter. Most of us learn our individual preferences as we grow from children into adults. Once chosen, we tend to maintain these choices for much of our lives. Many of us alter the taste of any food group selection by the addition of various spices. We learn that our preference for certain spices to alter the taste of food to meet our needs varies with our life history. We learn that some spices will produce a taste in our foods that we might enjoy over and over again, while others are more limited in the frequency that we prefer. One outcome that is common is that few people are willing to choose bland food when individual spices are available to us. I believe that the same is true for choosing personalities to flavor our life. Like with food, I believe that you and I continue to choose various personalities that enhance our relationships, these relationships with self and the relationships that we have with others. Most of us encounter few conflicts when we make decisions on the spices we prefer to invigorate the taste of our food. Yes, there may be parental messages like, too much salt or too much sugar is bad for you. But we are generally free to make our own spice choices with minimum conflict within ourselves or when we interact with other people. Most people can control their tongues and not share their personal viewpoints when they see someone else making a food choice that is different from their own. Many people will encounter the behavior of others suggesting, not demanding, but suggesting consideration of their favorite spices. So, how is the presence of food in our lives similar to the building of our relationships with self and others? I believe that we need both to meet our survival needs. Bland relationships are usually avoided, much like we tend to avoid bland food. Seeking personal knowledge of the various personality spices that affect our relationships allow us to improve our chances of making healthy choices. Yes, some people do choose to develop bland relationships with themselves and others. They basically want relationships that allow them to survive rather than to experience the uniquenesses which come from experimenting with various spices to enhance the emotional flavor of interacting. Learning the various personality spices that you interject in your life journey allows you to understand what is or is not taking place during your individual journey. As we live life, we tend to find that interacting with certain persons and their personalities tends to be enjoyable. Like food, we also learn that interacting with other types of personality can be damaging to our mental health. We learn about nutritional values that help us with physical health. I believe the more you and I are able to understand and choose the personality spices that enhance our lives, we tend to be healthier individuals. As with food choices, there is no one personality spice that is guaranteed to be enjoyable and healthy as we interact with other people. A type of personality that can enhance one person's life can also be a detriment for others. How can we choose a personality type that enhances our emotional food to keep us from living a bland life? On the other hand, we generally want to avoid emotional heartburn with too many intense personality spices. There are many personality spices available to us. Examples might be the behavior of introducing emotional drama into life. Another might be a personality spice of introducing emotional competitiveness into our interactions. Another personality spice might be parental-like behaviors of knowing what others need to do to improve their life. For most of us, we can see that we face many personality spices as we choose our interactions. Like with food, some people choose individual personalities that are spice-heavy. Some choose to want mild, emotional spices for their life. Some may choose heavy personality spicing at one life phase with something completely different during another life phase. As with food, there is no one size which fits everyone. Our personal challenge is to understand the personality spices we uniquely choose at any specific point in our life journey. Like with our food choices, there tends to be no shortage of opinions that others wish to give us. We may recognize this type of opinion when we hear someone say something like, "How can you let him or her do that to you?" We know that many people believe that they understand the type of personality spices we need, just as there are many who believe they know what is best for others with their nutritional health. One significant factor in the process of learning more about our personal growth is encouraging us to focus on various introspective techniques, as well as being open to listen to ourselves as we talk with others and ourselves. Approaching the area of personality spices that we have chosen to be present in our daily life and acknowledging our ability to change them in type an amount goes a long way to taking responsibility for the type of life that we live. This is your friend and host, James Huey. Thanks for listening to me on these podcasts as I share viewpoints from my own experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.